You're getting very sleepy.
Have you ever tried hypnosis?
But this should wake you back up.
You just bit Crystal's head off.
She just told me I wasn't angry enough. Am I angry now enough for you?
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Wednesday, October 27th. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Another MD is checking out of The Good Doctor. Osvaldo Benavides is leaving the ABC medical drama, which must come as a surprise to fans since the actor just joined the show as a series regular at the end of last season. There's currently no additional information about the reason for his sudden departure or when his final episode will air. Sony Pictures Television declined to comment, and representatives for ABC and Benavides did not immediately respond to EW's request for comment. Dr. Taylor Hayes is finally returning to The Bold and the Beautiful. EW has learned exclusively that veteran TV actress Krista Allen will assume the iconic role starting on December 10th. She fills the very big stilettos left behind by Tyler Hunto, who played the part of the psychiatrist who stole Ridge Forrester's heart from 1990 to 2019. An insider tells EW that the show reached out to Tyler about reprising the role, but was unsuccessful. Allen is scheduled to start taping episodes of B&B in Los Angeles tomorrow. Her first scenes will be with her daughter and ex-husband Ridge. In news that should come as a surprise to no one, HBO announced that it has renewed Emmy-winning drama Succession for a fourth season, and Legendary Pictures officially announced that a Dune sequel is in the works. According to Warner Brothers, the movie is set for release on October 23rd, 2023. For more on all those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. Today's number three pick is a number 100. It's DC's Legends of Tomorrow, which marks its 100th episode tonight with a new installment featuring legends both past and present. As Astra, Spooner, and a now-human Gideon try to save the team, Gideon becomes overwhelmed by her new human choices, sending her into a catatonic state. Combining their powers, Astra and Spooner enter Gideon's mindscape and discover that a virus is trying to erase all of Gideon's memories, and they have to act fast to defeat it before it's too late. Fortunately, they'll have a little bit of help. Here's a clip from the episode.
Gideon? Hello?
Oh, that ain't the temporal zone.
Well, you certainly know your stuff, don't you? Those are all of Gideon's memories out there. And it seems like they got corrupted when her brain got overwhelmed. So you guys here to help me get the old girl up and running again?
Who the hell are you?
Jefferson Jackson. You just call me Jax.
That's right, Jax is back, folks, as is former Legend star Franz Dremet, who plays him. And he's not the only one. The episode will feature a slew of familiar faces, including Arthur Darvill's Rip Hunter, Victor Garber's Dr. Martin Stein, Brandon Routh's Ray Palmer, and more, all brought back via Gideon's memories. Here are co-showrunners Kito Shimizu and Phil Klemmer on why they decided to bring them all back.
So we are exploring the memories of who we consider to be the oest of the OGs, Gideon, who is the legend before the legends. And as we explore these memories, we get to see familiar faces from all the different iterations of the legends that she has experienced through her steadfast watch as the ship mother.
Yeah, and it was sort of conceptually, it was an opportunity for actors who, like Wentworth Miller, who left the show in season one. We kind of realized that there were people who didn't get to have quite as much fun as their talents deserved. You know, like Arthur Darvill had some grim stuff to have to do season one with the dead kid and the dead wife and the, you know, so much death. And like, he is not that guy. And so,
he's so funny. it was a real chance to celebrate the evolution of the show. Like, we really wanted to take viewers back to what it was, and not disparagingly, really. It really was like, hey, this is what it began as, but now this is what it is as well. And for a story that is thematically about growth and change and embracing the new and the, you know, what challenges turn you into, you know, the blossoming, it really was really imperative that we had those people come back to, you know, both live in the new tone of the show, but I think also to show like, hey, this is what the show was and look how far it's changed and how much it's changed and evolved since then.
This sounds like an absolute treat for Legends of Tomorrow fans. Don't miss the 100th episode tonight at 8 on the CW.
Number 2.
Now, allow us to suggest our number 2 pick, the new Netflix thriller, Hypnotic. The Haunting of Hill House and Midnight Mass star Kate Siegel plays Jen, a young woman reeling from a series of traumatic events who turns to hypnosis to help in her recovery. But after a handful of intense sessions with a renowned hypnotherapist, Dr. Mead, Jen soon finds herself caught in a dangerous mind game, facing terrifying events and mysterious blackouts. With the help of a detective, played by the West Wing's Dulé Hill, Jen must try to put the pieces together before it's too late and before there are deadly consequences. Here's a preview.
Have you ever tried hypnosis? I want you to concentrate on the light. Find yourself in a beautiful forest.
Hello?
How did I get here?
The last I remember was being at home sitting at the table. But now I'm having weird dreams.
You're claiming someone used hypnosis with ill intent.
Or do it to control me.
Whatever his reason, I don't think he's done with you yet.
Well, that's just a little bit terrifying. You can stream Hypnotic on Netflix right now, if you dare. It's trivia time! In addition to starring, Kate Siegel co-wrote what horror movie with her husband Mike Flanagan? Hush, Gerald's Game, or Ouija Origin of Evil? Stick around for that answer and our number one pick. What to Watch will be right back.
Also,
no one the more about gel coat.
When the fourth round would.
Don't you call in the.
Don't touch that dial. That's right, we're still calling it a dial here, because it's Emmy season on The Awardist. With the dazzling Oscar season behind us, we are now turning our attention to smaller screens to track which shows are headed to the podium and which shows stopped us in our tracks. Join me, Jared Hall, Entertainment Weekly's executive editor, as well as EW's TV-obsessed staffers every Thursday starting April 4th as we share our opinionated hot takes and insight into the Emmys race. The Awardist will get behind the scenes with the creators and stars themselves during in-depth, can't-miss interviews. Follow the long road to the Emmys with The Awardist podcast Thursday starting April 4th on your favorite podcast platform, and be sure to check out more Emmys coverage at EW.com/awardist. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. Every now and then on What to Watch, we like to catch up with what the EW staff has been watching lately. Here's digital news writer and my partner in crime here at the podcast, Tyler Aquilina, to answer the question, what you watching?
So I'm currently watching a show called Joe Pera Talks With You. I'm kind of always watching it. It's my one of my go-to comfort shows. It's a show on Adult Swim, but it's not really the typical, you know, anarchic, chaotic Adult Swim kind of show. It's very gentle. It's hosted by Joe Pera, who's this kind of soft-spoken comedian. He plays a version of himself who is a middle school choir teacher living in Michigan. And each episode is him exploring a different topic, at least in the first season. The first season is very episodic, explores such subject matter as going to breakfast, hearing Baba O'Reilly by The Who for the first time. The second season is a little more serialized. There's still some fun kind of one-off episodes like Joe Pera goes to the grocery store with you. Very fun stuff. It's really, there's so much within this show's setup. It's very simple, but there's just so many layers to it. It's kind of a portrait of small town Americana. It's kind of like a socially awkward love story. It's also just a great window into this guy's creative mind and his interests. I love it so much. It's a very sincere show, and like I said, just great comfort viewing. The third season premieres on November 7th. You can catch up on the first two seasons on HBO Max.
Well, if that wasn't incentive enough, how about this? The show's episodes are only 11 minutes long. What do you have to lose? You can check out Joe Pera Talks With You on HBO Max and catch the season 3 premiere next Sunday at 12:30 a.m. on Adult Swim. And now, time to get real with our number one pick, The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. The reunion continues this week with emotions running high as Kyle and Kathy discuss the years they spent apart and their eventual reconciliation. Also, Crystal reflects on her struggles with Sutton and the racism she encountered this year, while Erica expresses her hurt over what she describes as Kyle and Dorit mocking her life, and continues to react with hostility to pretty much every question about Tom. But first, a discussion about clothes and a relitigation of Crystal's leather pants. Here is a clip from tonight's episode.
Damien from Baltimore said, Garcelle, you walked the runway. Who has the best fashion sense in this group and why?
Oh, Dorit. She puts a lot of care into it, and she really does it well.
Dorit, when you come out with these outfits, do you buy every single thing?
Every single piece. I'm really particular. I want to wear what I want to wear, and it's just easier. I just think I'll buy it.
And you pay retail for everything?
Yes.
Wow. I would have thought at this point that you would be getting discounts from places or that people would be lending you stuff to see it on the show, really?
Certain designers would, but, you know, I want to wear what I want to wear. I dress for myself, what I like.
You should.
Can you imagine
when Phoenix can have...
Oh, save it all.
My God.
I do. Save it all. I know.
Fascinating stuff. I know. Well, it all can't be drama all the time, as hard as they try on these shows. The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion continues tonight at 8 on Bravo. Trivia. And lastly today, the answer to our trivia question. In addition to starring, Kate Siegel co-wrote the screenplay for what horror movie with her husband Mike Flanagan? Hush, Gerald's Game, or Ouija, Origin of Evil? This is quite the answer. It's Hush. The 2016 slasher film was Flanagan's first project for Netflix and stars Siegel as a deaf horror author who encounters a masked killer at her house in the woods. Might make some good Halloween viewing. Well, that is going to do it for today's episode. We'll have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Senior TV Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.
What to Watch.
Today's episode of What to Watch was written by Tyler Aquilina, edited and produced by Joshua Heller, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and